Released, lawyer of hero driver who ran over and killed knifeman speaks out. By Nathaniel Charles on February 2, 2022. The lawyer of the Maida Vale vigilante driver who attempted to save a woman from being stabbed to death has confirmed his client has been released with no charges, praising him as a special person with a strong sense of civic duty. Mohammed Akunji, the lawyer of the hero driver who mowed down and killed a knife attacker in Maida Vale in January 2022, identified in the media only as Abraham, said his client is very relieved at the decision by the Metropolitan Police not to prosecute him, which Akunji said is a great weight off his shoulders. The lawyer shared Abraham's belief that he wouldn't change a thing about his actions and his only regret was that he wasn't able to intervene sooner and save the young lady's life, in an interview with GB News. Akunji labeled Abraham a very special person and wishes there was more of him out there and that he raises his children to be exactly like him. In a press statement released by Abraham via Akunji's Twitter on 1 February 2022, Abraham revealed that the police had decided to take no further action against him, and he thanked the British public for supporting him. Before the decision was made to drop charges against Abraham, 75,869 people signed an online petition demanding Abraham not be charged with murder or receive a prison sentence. 26-year-old Abraham, who identified himself as a Muslim, also said he hoped that his actions have sent a message to society that should you see an evil, it is a duty upon you to stop it with your hands. If you cannot, then you should stop it by speaking out. If you cannot, then at the very least you should hate it with your heart. Akunji said in the interview that Abraham believes this mantra is an individual's civic duty. In a letter detailing the dropping of charges to Abraham, the Metropolitan Police declared that his actions, that being running over and killing the knifeman, were entirely reasonable in the circumstances. They were dropping the murder charges and the case had not been referred to the Crown Prosecution Service as there was no realistic prospect of conviction. Breitbart previously reported the event that took place on 24 January 2022 where 43-year-old Yasmin Chkaifi was tragically stabbed to death in a frenzied knife attack by her ex-husband Leon McCaskrey, 41, on a pavement in Sadiq Khan's London. Abraham witnessed the attack while driving by and intervened, driving his blue Renault Clio into McCaskrey, who became trapped under the vehicle, which ultimately killed him.